Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Did you find some dark Essex punk, Tony?
That'd be nice.
Monster.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There was a band called The Dropper's Neck, of whom I have not heard before, and some exceptionally dark punk rock there, Tony. Very post-punk, very new wave, very late 70s, early 80s alt-rock, if you ask me, but brand spanking new from the famous County of Essex.
Oh, fantastic.
Question is, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheDropper'sNeck.
It is indeed. It's Tony Wan, Paulie B and the Internet Neil, and we will be playing more from The Dropper's Neck in future weeks because I just like to wind up Fatboy, but I've got a feeling you might like that. If you're listening in for the first time, Fatboy is a regular listener to the show who is no fan of the goth.
No.
So anytime we play anything remotely goth, I do feel the need to mention Fatboy. And The Dropper's Neck really are not a goth band.
No.
As I say, it's dark punk rock. And I like it very much, Tony.
Good.
Now, in this bit, I'd normally do a joke or poem, but I'm quite sad this week, Tony.
It's not a great week, is it?
It's not a great week, is it, when one of your heroes dies? So we will be talking about David Bowie throughout the show, Tony.
Yes.
And I'll be asking you some David Bowie questions.
Okay.
And I know you like movies, so let's start with a movie question, Tony.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, if you do have a joke or poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. Tony, you like movies, and sadly David Bowie died this
week. Yeah.
But what was the best movie that David Bowie was ever in?
The Prestige.
The Prestige? No, you're wrong. It's actually The Man Who Fell to Earth, which was the one that he starred in, and is an absolutely terrific film, and way, way ahead of his time as a man of himself. But the first time I saw it, I thought it was rubbish.
I've only seen it once. I thought it was rubbish.
Yeah,
That was
young. Because the first time I saw it, Tony, I was still a juvenile.
Me too.
And you still are a juvenile.
Of course, I am.
It's a fantastic film. As art sci-fi goes, it is unsurpassed, in my opinion.
Okay, I'll have to watch
it. I do warn you now that whatever you say throughout this, you will probably be wrong.
I'll be wrong.
Yeah.
No, I'm used to it.
Who is the first person you thought of when you heard that David Bowie had died? This is a second question. I was only going to ask you one question each bit. Second question. First person you thought. This isn't a right or wrong answer, by the way. Well, it is, kind of.
I thought of my girlfriend, because she's a massive Bowie fan.
Did you? Well, wrong. You should have thought by Auntie Anne. Who was an enormous David Bowie fan and actually introduced me to David Bowie in the 1970s and got me into David Bowie in the first place. Like when Sony Walkmans first came out, yeah, I think I probably got a cheap version of one.
Right.
I certainly got something you could plug a cassette into, wear around your waist and have quite ridiculous headphones that are now back in fashion using the same things again. And she said, you should put these two albums on it. And I got one on each side of a C90. And the two albums were Diamond Dogs and Aladdin Sane. So as a probably 8 or 9 year old boy, I was introduced to Sony Walkmans with two classic Bowie albums. How about that?
It's fantastic.
Actually, no, it was a bit after that. It must have been a bit after that. I reckon they were maybe early 80s, not late 70s. I'm lying now. So I would already have known about David Bowie, not about his early stuff. I'm completely having to change my musical history now as we speak. About the times and what we were doing and what I was doing and where we were and all that. No, it probably was about 79, 80.
Okay.
I'm settling on that. I was probably 9 or 10 years old. Yes. So anyway, well done for thinking of Steph. You should always think of Steph, and obviously she was a huge David Bowie fan, seeing as he did some of his best work in Germany.
Did.
We'll be talking about that later on in the show.
Okay.
And I will let you talk about David Bowie at some point. But I have been a super huge David Bowie fan my whole life. I'm very upset about it. And what I was planning to do was have every band this week that we picked on the show have something that I could say something about David Bowie about. So the Dropper's Neck Monster, the track played there, I was going to go, well, like David Bowie's Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. I've got the monster in there, you see. But then it all went a bit wrong by the second track. Couldn't think of anything.
So, right. Fair enough.
That's why, because as you know, genius is what? 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration?
Something like that.
Yeah, I gave it the 1% time.
Fair enough.
I just gave it the 1%. Second band this week, Zombie Garden Club, Tone. We have played them before. They've got a fantastic album out with one incredibly inappropriate song on it, which is the one I chose to play as the
first
of the album, which is called Hello Little Girl or something. It's real fuzz tonesy, hence the garage rock, garage punk reference. But lots of the other tracks on the album are more straightforward, sort of sleazy southern rock, I think, as is the track we're about to play, Tony. Toronto born, Nashville raised the man behind Zombie Garden Club. But what is their website?
ZombieGardenClub.com?
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. We're playing two tracks in a row here. Stay tuned for Elmo and the Sticks. But before that, Mercy Man.
Grass. Aunt Betsy's Box.
Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was all the way from Liverpool, Tony. Elmo and the Sticks, who we played the other week, and a track called Green Ink off their latest offering. You can find out more about them via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/Elmo and the Sticks.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie the Internet Nil. Elmo, ELMO, and ANDTHESTYX rather than Sticks like poo sticks, more like Sticks the deadly evil river to hell. All the such like.
Yeah.
And we like Elmo and the Sticks. I've got a thing that David Bowie would have liked Elmo and the Sticks as well, Tony.
Okay.
I'm going to come straight in with I'll tell you what, I'll let you do Facebook first and then I'll ask you another Bowie question.
Okay.
All right. Assuming you have got some Facebook comments for us.
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
So, what are your Facebook comments here?
Yeah, so I've got two this week. Thanks for your Facebook comments. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave a comment, do get in touch. I know it's early in the year. We're back into the swing of things now, so 2016, get in touch. That's what I'm saying. Two comments, one up from Frederick Johnson.
Who was said, that a David Bowie impression?
No.
Which is right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh. Frederick Johnson. Hello, PNT. If the question, what is pirate metal, hasn't been answered yet, I'm a week behind in listening. I'll try to enlighten you. Have a listen to Swashbuckle or Aeolstorm. Aeolstorm is on the easier side of metal. Very melodic and clean vocals. Swashbuckle is faster, meaner and growlier. And FYI, There's even stuff like Viking and Celtic metal. Cheers, Fred.
Celtic, Tony. Celtic metal. It's not a football team. It wouldn't be Celtic metal. Is there any Rangers metal as well? Perhaps there's some Partick Thistle metal.
Tony's wrong again.
Throbbing Gristle, Partick Thistle. That's how I remember them.
There you go. Do it. Thanks for that, Fred. Swashbuckle, Hailstorm.
So, we're really none the wiser, are we?
No, not really.
If you're in a pirate metal band or you know a pirate metal band, tend to get in touch, send us a track, and we'll play a pirate metal track and put this to bed.
There you go.
And a bottle of rum. Pa-rum, pa-pum-pum.
Oh. Tim O'Schmidt's been in touch.
Hello.
He says, couldn't follow Paul's false teeth spelling whilst driving through the snow. Could you post the TripAdvisor link or name and location again, which you did?
Yeah. And I think that had more to do with driving through the snow.
Yeah.
With my teeth. Seeing as I said it about three times during the show. Spelt it out. Did it as slow as I could.
You can find it. I found it perfectly well.
And did, yeah, did you leave a review, Tony?
I did.
Oh, well done. Excellent.
Really?
Because I said, I spoke to Dave. You'll have to listen to last week's show for detail. But no, the week before. Last week's. But I did speak to the said chef from Malaga region. And said, have we had any impact yet? He went, yeah, we've dropped to 8. I said, look, give it a few days. I haven't heard back from him since. But he was very pleased. He listened to the show. And he was very pleased.
Well, I gave him a review and it was 5 stars and everything. So,
did you say that you really liked the shepherd's pie? You thought it was better than Snow Patrol?
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
I mentioned shepherd's pie and I mentioned Snow Patrol.
Excellent work.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, so do check that. If you want, that link is on there. So if you're at our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio, you can see the link.
I don't have the link right now, but if you go to the Punky Radio page, is it on there?
You replied to it, so you can see it on Timo's message.
Right, okay, yeah. And basically, there's a restaurant in southern Spain called Boma, and we're trying to move it up the chart because my mate Dave's the head chef.
There you go.
Yeah, but you have to say you like your shepherd's pie and you have to say you don't like Snow Patrol so that, or it's better than Snow Patrol so that he knows it's from us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it then for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Now,
Tony, I've got to ask you David Bowie question now.
All right.
And this is a big question for you. He does have something of a back catalogue.
Yes.
It's true. But what is his best song? Not your favourite, his best song.
Right. Not my favourite.
I can save the best song. Come on, go with your favourite. What's your favourite song?
Let's Dance.
Let's Dance. Yeah, you're absolutely wrong. Let's Dance is an appalling song.
It's a great song.
Where he sold his soul to pop music, and it's just not a great song, right? And it's got really bad lyrics. And he actually got, I saw an interview he did about it where he said it was the creative low point of his life, that album. Right, and you know, and that was the first David Bowie album that I bought because that was about the age I was at, and I just didn't like it very much. I did like Modern Love. If he'd said Modern Love, I'd have said it is the best one on that album.
Okay.
But I'm afraid that can't be your favourite song, Tony.
Can't be.
Your favourite song should be from Ziggy Stardust because it's arguably the only album of his that doesn't have a bad track on it. Because even though David Bowie was a fantastic artist, he was perfectly capable of writing some howlers. Yeah. So you should really be picking from Ziggy Stardust. So I'll let you think about the tracks on Ziggy Stardust and you can pick your favourite ever David Bowie track after the next song. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Next song, band called Monkeys in Love. By the way, if you're listening at home and you think I'm being a bit harsh, it's only because I am right. Now, so the track for this week, Monkeys in Love, Tony.
Okay.
And we have played a track by Monkeys in Love before. They are a very interesting band who have very interesting interests. They would certainly have been inspired by David Bowie, although they don't sound remotely like him. And they appear to be from Manchester. I thought originally they were a London band, but I think now they might be a Manchester band. You can check out, the best way to do it is to go to their website, to be fair, which is
monkeysinlove.co.uk.
That's a very different site. monkeysinlove.tumblr.com. It's Tumblr without the E, it's that Tumblr thing.
Right, okay.
monkeysinlove.tumblr Paulie.com. Paulie being Internet 1, Tony 3, Salesman's Wives. I wear with a big tomorrow. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Monkeys in Love and a track called Salesman's Wives. Make sure you check them out. I've just, while we were making the first bit of this show, I had the TV on with no music on, Tony.
Okay.
And I was watching the Mark Williams v Ronnie O'Sullivan snooker match, a thrilling match that finished 6-5 to Ronnie O'Sullivan. It could have gone either way. There was some excellent snooker and some really quite bad snooker. But what I was most concerned about was in the interview with Ronnie O'Sullivan afterwards, obviously I didn't hear him talking, the sound was turned down, but he appears to have had a spectacularly normal haircut. And it was reminiscent of Terry Wogan's in the 1980s.
Wow.
Yeah. Make sure you check out a recent photograph of Ronnie O'Sullivan. That is a very, very middle-of-the-road haircut. They actually interviewed Ronnie Wood before the match, who is a friend of Ronnie O'Sullivan, Ronnie Wood. And that Hazel, what's her face? Stupidly, I wish sports commentators wouldn't ask people about music. They clearly don't know about it.
Mm.
And she asked him if David Bowie had been an influence on the Rolling Stones. I mean, admittedly, the Rolling Stones could have changed a bit in the 1970s as a result of the appearance of David Bowie, but come on, Hazel, do your research.
Mm.
Yeah. Ronnie Wood had very little to say about David Bowie as a ghost.
Right, okay.
I don't think he was that bothered about him, to be honest. Well, still, anyway, I was. So, now, I'm going to ask you that question now, okay?
Okay.
Oh, no, right, you've had time to think about it now. So, what is your favourite song from Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, arguably David Bowie's best album, but not, I'll give you a clue here, but not with his best ever song on it?
Starman?
Oh, Tony, for goodness sake.
I don't know.
It's quite clearly Hang On To Yourself. Right?
Oh, so which close.
Which would be your favourite if you knew it. You clearly don't know it.
Yeah.
I think the track Hang On To Yourself is a forerunner for punk rock, as it goes. Okay. It's a real fast glam rock and roll number, and it's really, really good. Not the best known track on the album. I'm not just being cool here. The first time I ever heard it, it was my joint favourite with one other that we may hear about later on in the show as well.
Okay.
So you're not doing very well on this David Bowie quiz, though.
I'm really not.
But you are doing better at the website.
It's true.
Did you do anything last week?
Bought a car.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Kind of bought a car.
What do you mean you kind of bought it? Did you nick it?
No, I put the deposit down on it.
Did you buy it for a bloke in a pub?
No.
That's how I get my cars. That's how I got a car once. I bought it for a bloke in a pub.
Yeah. Well, normally I do. We need a second car, so we popped it.
A second car? Oh, goodness sake. Yeah. I could afford a first.
We're getting a Mini. So we went to the Mini garage and put a deposit down. But we're going to pick it up tomorrow. So we haven't bought it officially yet, but we have signed for it and paid the deposit.
That's a hands across the ocean thing, isn't it? Getting a Mini now that... Aren't they made by a German manufacturer?
The BMW now, yeah.
Look at that. It's perfect. It's
perfect, isn't it?
It's like you and Steph. It's like if you and Steph had a metal child.
Yeah.
It would be a Mini.
We thought the same thing. We thought, it's perfect.
Did you think the same thing?
Yeah, yeah. Well, not really was a child, but we saw the hands across the ocean thing.
Excellent. Oh, well, Tony, I'm really pleased for you.
Ah, thank you very much.
Now all that you have to do is, right now, what can I say inappropriate here?
Wait while you're ahead.
No, I'm going to go for it. Now what you have to do is buy a Messerschmitt Rover.
Nice.
Right, no, yeah, it didn't work. You've done the right thing first time. Did you do anything last week?
No, apart from that was it, really. What are you up to?
I did my shows in Hitchin and Oslo, Tony, and I don't have a lot to report, really. They both went very well. The Oslo one was completely packed.
Okay.
Which is brilliant. The weather in Oslo, for the first time in my memory, was actually what the weather in Oslo is supposed to be like, and it was bloody freezing.
Right.
It was very mild there last winter, and it's been rather like here up to winter. And then suddenly I got there, and we got there, and the snow was 3 inches deep, and it was snowing, and it was in the minuses.
Mm.
And you don't normally expect it, certainly in this part of the world, you don't expect to be sort of -4 and snowing, because normally the cloud cover warms it up a bit.
Right.
But it was properly, to use the expression at its most accurate, it was Baltic. I couldn't feel my fingers, Tone. Or let me feel them. I felt a funny feeling. I had a funny feeling in my fingers.
Oh.
Yeah. Fortunately, I had thermal socks on, so I didn't have it in my toes as well, so I couldn't sing that awful song. Right. Tone, as you well know, and as I've already alluded to,
mm-hmm.
David Bowie, when he decided to come off the huge drug kick he'd had for most of the 70s, he moved to Berlin. Got Brian Eno and recorded some of his most fantastic material.
Yeah.
Now, a band that constantly bring out fantastic material are Limousine. And the track we're going to play by them is Berlin.
Excellent.
This is from the vault. You see, I was still trying to get the David Bowie connections in at this point. The reason that I'm asking you about Limousine, and even though we only played the other week, I think we've only played this track once before, if at all, is what is Limousine's website?
Limousine.rocks.
You wanker. You've been checking out my...
I saw it somewhere pop up.
Yeah.
You got an email.
It was R. Graham thought he was being clever. I'm sorry for swearing, Tony. I really thought I'd got you there. The whole reason for doing that, it is. It's limousine.rocks. Limousine, LIMOZINE.rocks, their new website. Mm. That's as cool as, isn't it?
It's good.
You want Tony Hearn rocks, don't you, right now?
I might look for that.
We'll talk about David Bowie's relationship with the internet after we've heard this, but in the meantime, Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 1, Berlin. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Limousine and a track called Berlin. Now, which album was that from? Oh, blimey. Is that from Full Service?
I have no idea.
I don't either. They brought out five or six albums. Well, five, I think, and there's a sixth one coming out soon. And it's on one of them.
Right.
I haven't really narrowed that down. You can find out by going to limousine.rocks. And there is some kind of, there's a bit of Brian Eno-y instrumental stuff going on that track, by the way. A little bit of sound. I can't tell whether it's a theremin or a keyboard or whatever, but it's got a kind of Eno era Bowie feel to the backing on that track. I just realised.
Okay.
Good. Anyway, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar. And now let's sing it again as David Bowie. 1, 2, 3.
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yes, more gigs at 12 bar. Do check it out if you are around. It's on Holloway Road in London. There's stuff on most nights. But on this week, this Thursday, King Witch, Brule, with support from Death and the Miser. It's a Thursday night. Frankly, anything could happen. How much think that would be?
Couldn't it? I'm going to say free entry.
It is free entry.
Very good.
Saturday night, Star Wars. The Galaxy's Finest Two-Tone Tribute Band. How much do you think that would be on a Saturday night?
Well, they used to be, but they've gone a bit emo.
What do you reckon?
£6.
£8 on the door.
Oh, blimey.
And finally, Monday night, Blues at the 12th Bar, featuring Jimmy Weekle and the Royals.
Free entry.
It is.
Right. Yeah. 060.
60.
60. Yeah, as discussed, probably not even aware that they live on the same road as the Beast.
Yeah.
Who has been strangely silent in recent months.
He has. Strange.
If you're listening to this, the Beast, come on, we've got Christmas out of the way now. And now that everyone's doing this dry January rubbish, it's making feel hellish.
Who's doing that?
Oh, God.
I'm not.
No, well, it's all these people who think they're clever, isn't it?
Oh, well, those ones. The clever people.
It's the people that don't drink all year. Go out on Christmas Eve, get leathered. Or go out to a Christmas party, get leathered. Say, I'm never going to drink again. And fortunately, don't have to for a month because they've got some worthy cause.
Mm. Oh, wankers, that was it. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah,
that's the one. Hey, this is now a two wanker show. Make that a three wanker. Make that a four wanker show. Infinity.
Oh, dear.
Oh, double dear.
Oh, well.
I know, yes. We've done quite well not to swear at the start of this show.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, Tony.
Yes.
What you can already hear underneath us right now is the intro to the next track.
Excellent.
Which is from The Senton Bombs, Tony, and is their latest single. They are a rock band from Blackpool. That's right, Blackpool Rock. But what is their website?
TheSentonBombs.com?
No, SentonBombs.com. Paulie B and the Internet for Tony 2. This is Trailblazer. Isn't this running when a ghost town? Stopping by the cop and I'm a new bag. Groundbreaking stuff.
house where nothing's real. Straight ahead.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
See, that track was called Trailblazer, Tony, and David Bowie was a trailblazer.
He was.
He was indeed. You see, I was trying to get a bit of a theme going. One of the ways he was a trailblazer, actually, was on the internet, Tony.
Okay.
And he got a Bowie net, which he started when email was in its infancy, really. He acquired BowieNet, and it meant that people could get their website so-and-so at BowieNet.com. The idea being that all people who were a little bit older getting into the internet, the idea was that they'd want to be cool. They'd want to be on David Bowie's email address. Yeah, that was the idea. And it was due to float. And at the time, it had a paper value, BowieNet, had a, or a theoretical value, should I say, of $40 million. And what did David Bowie say he could afford after saying this news?
I have no idea. A new car?
No. No, what he said was, he said, well, it's theoretically worth $40 million, but I haven't seen a penny yet. I can't even get a packet of Marlboro. It's a really, really funny line. I remember reading it in an interview, and I thought, oh, I want to be Paul B. Edwards at BowieNet.com. Hmm. By the time I got round to it, I don't think it was there anymore.
Right.
Thus is the truth of me. Right, so are you doing anything this week?
Picking up the new car, and then trying to figure out how to pay for it. Probably most of my week. What are you up to?
You can pay for it with most of your week. God, I can't pay for the idea of a car with most of my week. Especially not now I've been laid off.
Yes.
I no longer work in a warehouse. It's really weird doing nothing immediately again. I phoned up, it's, what day is today?
Tuesday.
Yeah. I phoned them up yesterday. I phoned up the company that I worked for to find out my rota for this week, and they informed me I didn't have one.
Right.
That was it. So I went, all right then. Well, so long and thanks for all the fish. And then I just cried a bit, and then, no, I didn't, so.
Yeah.
It was hard work working in the warehouse, mate, I tell you.
Yes. Yeah.
It's hard work. I did it for 2 months, and yeah, hard. So this week I will be doing a bit of a job search.
Okay.
And I don't rate my chances. I am also, because I'm off for the whole week, I may go and see a band at the weekend if there is one local that I can see that I want to. And I also had some email correspondence with the Dark Lord, Tony.
All right.
So I may go for a pint with him.
Very nice.
And actually, Tony, if you're not up to anything this week, we could have a pint if you want.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Just an idea.
Yeah, but you're generally free then, yeah?
Tony, I am now free every day for the foreseeable future.
Do you want to have lunch Thursday or Friday?
Lunch? Oh, you mean drive up to you?
Well, I'll be at the office, which is not far from yourself.
That's true, and there is that good £5...
Could have a Thai meal and a pint.
We could have a Thai meal and a pint, that's right, Tony. Anyway, as we shouldn't talk about our private lives right now.
Maybe not, eh?
And play two songs in a row instead. Should we do that?
That's fine.
Right, so two songs in a row now. The first one being a band called The Spitfires, all the way from Watford. Not in any way inspired by David Bowie, far more inspired by the likes of The Specials and The Jam, Tony.
Okay.
And they say, actually, and The Clash as well, but I think there's more Jam in it than anything.
Please proceed to gate
Which is, I imagine, how you would like it.
I like my donuts.
You do like your donuts. It's worth the cheese. I like my donuts. So this is a track from their latest album. Stay tuned for Damn Vandals, or The Damn Vandals, depending on where you look at it. There's a clue. And a single that Damn Vandals brought out last year. But anyway, we'll come on to that. This is from the Spitfires' latest album. What is the Spitfires website?
WeAreTheSpitfires.com?
No, it's thespitfires.org.
Oh, okay.
Although a quite inventive idea, Tony.
Just some reason it popped into my head. I thought I must have heard it before.
No. Well. So that's Pony 4. That's Pony. That's Tony 4. That's Pony. That's Tony 4. Poorly Be the Internet 3. And this is Words to Say.
Than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
I hear you're burning down at school. Well, baby, do you need some company? 'Cause I got nothing left to do except you. Check me out!
check it out.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dan Vandal's track called I Hate School. I really do. I hate school.
Yeah.
I quite liked school. Did you like school?
No, I hated it.
Did you?
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, haven't we?
Possibly.
I had a great time at school. I think the worst thing for me was that I ever left. Because
right.
That school, I could be as juvenile as I liked. But because I was quite bright and quite good at school, I could get away with pretty much anything that I wanted. Then I got into the real world and found out that life didn't work like that.
I've always struggled with education. I don't think I educate well.
Is that because you don't need no education, you don't need no thought control?
I think possibly so, yes.
Was it the dark sarcasm in the classroom?
Could be.
Might have been, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tone, I'll ask you now, have you got a twat?
No.
Well, that's rubbish. Tell us about the twattage.
Yep. Jim Kett, 2016, the new year twat, order failing. Do email me.
It's happy 224 times 9.
Ah, of course. Do email me if you have a twat. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Email me now.
Oh yeah, Tony, by the way, at the gig I did in Hitchin last Friday, I said to them all, happy 2016, or as I like to say, happy 224 times 9, because if you take the numbers in 2016, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 6, you get 9, and any number where the sum of the numbers within it add up to 9 or are divisible by 9 will be divisible by 9.
Right.
And someone shouted out, did you work that out because you live by yourself?
Gosh.
Yeah. So, anyway, Tony, what are you going to do instead?
I've got some more gigs.
Oh, very good. Does that mean it's time for, in a David Bowie styling, Tony's International Gig Guide. Pum-pum-pum-pum.
Yep, more gigs. Graham's been in touch.
Ah, Graham.
Ah, Graham.
But how would David Bowie say that? Oh, Graham.
Ah, Graham.
Oh, Graham.
And he's got a couple of gigs this week in Liverpool. So this Thursday, it's the Free Rock and Roll at Sound Food and Drink on
Tuesday.
We're
loving it, aren't we? We're loving Free Rock and Roll.
Loving the Free Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Free entry. It starts at 8 p.m. There's normally 2 to 3 bands on. This time it's the Crash Mats, Parking the Suitcase, and the Fairground Fantasies.
If I was about Tone, I'd go to that.
Yeah, why not?
Straight away.
And on Friday night, Pardoners at Maguire's Pizza Bar. And that's on Renshaw Street in Liverpool again.
And is that free as well?
It's £4 entry.
That's £4
entry. Stars at 7:30. But they've got... Oh, there's more than that. Actually, Pardoners are headlining. It's The Drifts, Breakups, Arms and Pardoners.
Well, there you go.
Four bands. £1 a band.
It's £1 a band. If you're in the Merseyside area and you fancy some budget price top quality entertainment this weekend, our Graham has provided.
He has.
Oh, Graham.
Oh.
Oh. There's a game, Tony, that I... Oh, so that concludes in the David Bowie styling.
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Pum-pum-pum. So, strangely enough, Tony, me and my ex-wife used to play a game called, yeah, but how would David Bowie say that? Whereby you could... Actually, we used to play it with our mates as well. Whereby you'd just be sat around a table in a bar somewhere, someone would say something, a good sentence or whatever, and then someone would say to them, yeah, but how would David Bowie say that? And they would have to say the same sentence again, whatever it was.
Right.
And it's a really good game, surprisingly easy to play. And so if you just want to say any, or ask me any question, say any sentence, anything really.
Tony is fantastic and he's a great guy. How would David Bowie say that?
Well, no, see that, no, that's where you got it wrong, because that, I say yeah, but how would David Bowie say that? Well,
I thought you had to say it. Tony's, oh, I can't do it.
You're under pressure. You can't do it.
I'm under pressure. I fail at impressions at the best of times.
And it's fantastic. That's a bit Jimmy Savile. Right. So, Tony, it's time for your last David Bowie question.
Okay.
All right. What was David Bowie's best ever song?
I'm going to be wrong anyway, aren't I? I still like Starman.
No, you're not necessarily going to be wrong.
Starman.
It's not about what you like, it's about what you think is his best. And I'll give you a clue, it's not on Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars.
Like Under Pressure, but that wasn't really him, was it? That was more of a... I'm going to go Under Pressure because I'm going to be wrong anyway.
But he did take over the writing of the lyrics, so it stopped being about Thatcherism.
Okay.
There's anything factoid for you.
Isn't it?
Factet. No, his best song, Tony, is Changes.
Okay.
Absolutely his best song. There can be no question of this. I will not be questioned upon this. Anyone who thinks otherwise is free to email paulieb@punkyradio.com saying I don't agree with you about the best ever David Bowie song and I won't open it because you are wrong.
Right.
His best song is David Bowie, and rather like Adam Ant's Prince Charming, Adam and the Ants should say Prince Charming, which is not their best song, but I remember Adam Ant being interviewed about it and he said, oh, there shouldn't be more than two key changes in a song, we were told, and in Prince Charming there's about 14. In Changes, I think there's about 27. You look at that, how the song is put together, it's absolutely incredible. It's five or six different songs within one, and it's a truly fantastic track that's lyrically unsurpassed, Tony.
Okay.
And it's catchy as hell, and it can make you euphoric, but it can also make you very sad, depending on your own mood. However you start listening, whatever mood you're in when you start listening to it, it will be heightened by listening to it. There's very few other songs you can say about that. And it's just a brilliant song. And as I say, I am right. And when, I think Mojo did a top 50 David Bowie songs ever, it was only number two or three, which thus proved I'm right, because music magazines are always wrong and depend on zeitgeists. Whereas anything in the top five is probably right up there, because things in the top five stay forever, but there's always... the favourite one is voted for by younger listeners.
Mm.
But the fact it was number two or three proved my point that I'm right and music magazines and everyone else is wrong.
Right.
And Starman is nowhere near his best.
That's crazy.
At all. I actually don't like Starman very much.
No?
No. It's still a good song, but I don't like it very much. And it has got that ridiculous footage of him on Top of the Pops, hasn't it? That's Starman. When there's the bloke with the big grey mutton chops playing bass.
I have no idea.
He's got his arm around Mick Ronson.
Ah, yes. Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah. Of course I'm right.
Of course, yeah.
Everything around me tells me I'm right. Oh, right. Last track this week, Tony, and we have saved the David Bowie tribute until last, really. Great band from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, called Scanner. And when I was going through the music to play on this show, I thought, actually, we haven't played a lot of punk rock this week. So I went to Scanner's latest album, Splat, knowing that it's a classic, and noticed on it they had a cover version on there, Tony, and who should the cover has been by than David Bowie. This was originally my joint favourite David Bowie song with Hang On To Yourself.
Okay.
As it goes. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You know what's coming here, Tony. What is Scanner's website?
Scannerband.com.
No, scanner1979.com, which makes it probably Internet 4 Tony 4. But just remember, I haven't asked you about Dan Vandal's website.
TheDanVandals.com?
No, it's danvandals.co.uk. Paulie B Internet 5 Tony 4. And this is Suffragette City.
Just put my spine out of place. Hey man, my scooter's insane. sounds strange.
Hey man,
well she's a total blam blam. She said she had to squeeze it, but she bought that shit. I don't lead on me man, cause you can't afford the ticket. We're back on Suffragette City. I don't lead on me man, cause you ain't got time to check it. We know my Suffragette City, it's out of sight. This is alright. Don't be unkind, go away, hey man. I can't take you this time, no way, hey man. Could you be, don't crash here. There's only room for one, here she comes, I don't lean on me, man. Cause you can't afford a ticket. Back on Suffragette City. Don't lean on me, man. Cause you ain't got time to check in. You know my Suffragette City, it's out of sight. That's just alright. You can't afford a ticket. Back on Suffragette City. I don't lead on me man, cause you ain't got time to check in. You're my Suffragette City. I don't lead on me man, cause you can't afford a ticket. Back on Suffragette City. I don't lead on me man, cause you ain't got time to check in. You're my Suffragette City. It's out of sight. Now she's alright. A Suffragette City. A Suffragette City. I'm back on Suffragette City. I'm back on Suffragette City. I'm back on Suffragette City. Wham bam, thank you ma'am. A Suffragette City. Suffragette City, hey, it's alright. A Suffragette City, ooh, fine. A Suffragette City, drunk so run. A Suffragette City. A Suffragette. A Suffragette.
Oh, hey. In a cabin. Down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week's show, Tony. Would you like any final David Bowie thoughts?
Can do, yeah. I don't have any.
What'd you like to say about it?
No, I think it's all been said, really. It's a big shame, but it's one of those things that I haven't listened to him in many years. I'm not the biggest David Bowie fan, but appreciated his work. Big shame that he's gone. And I think the first time I ever saw him probably was The Labyrinth.
You see, I thought you were going to say that for the best film, but I didn't say what's the best David Bowie film, did I? I said what's the best film he's been in.
I do check out The Prestige if you haven't seen it. It's good.
Yeah,
right. Tesla.
Anyway, right. Actually, my favourite appearance of David Bowie in another film is in Fire Walk With Me, where he plays a secret agent who can only be seen on CCTV cameras.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. They say, how'd that land on that desk? Check the footage. And you just see him walk in and out. It's just great.
Nice.
One of my favourite, David Bowie was very quotable, but one of my favourite David Bowie ever lines was, and by the way, people call him David Bowie, you're wrong as well. He changed his name from David Jones. I realise this is a long end to the show. He changed his name to David from David Jones because of the success of Davy Jones in the Monkees to David Bowie, taking the word Bowie from the Bowie knife named after Jim Bowie, one of the defenders of the Alamo.
Okay.
I know a lot off the top of my head, don't I?
You do.
But anyway, but my favourite David Bowie quote ever is the front cover of the album whose name escapes me right now, but the one where he's wearing a dress. What's that? It's his heaviest album, but he's wearing a dress on the front cover, and it came out in the very early 70s. And someone said to him, why are you wearing a lady's dress on the front cover of your album? And David Bowie just said, it's not a lady's dress, it's a man's dress. Brilliant. Anyway, that's about it for this week. We'll go through all the internet stations and that so happily featured the show next week. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week. I might see some of you weekend, you never know. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony and David Bowie Styling.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.